At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
So next year will be the first year of the new college football playoff format, Rashad.
Yeah, I heard.
The 12 teams, but they're already saying not good enough.
They want 24 teams?
Give it a few years, but they want to go to 14 teams.
That's stupid.
Why?
Because we don't need to see the number 14 team in the country try to compete for a national championship.
Oh, buddy,
we don't.
It might not even be the number 14 team.
And that's what I'm saying. It could be the number 17 team. Like, we don't need that.
Well, you know why it might not be number 14? Because in this new format that they're proposing, and it's like it is looking that this will happen, and as soon as, I think, 2026, they were saying. Yeah, because the contract for the current playoff run ends at 2025. So this would probably be the first year they do it. But in this 14-team college football playoff model, you would have three automatic qualifiers for the SEC, three automatic qualifiers for the Big Ten, two automatic qualifiers for the ACC, two for the Big 12, one for the group of five, and then three spots for at-large bids. So the SEC and the Big Ten automatically would get six of those 14 spots, which to me... Why? Because they have more teams than everybody else. Like, we see that. Like, I understand the SEC sentiment that it's the best conference in football. It's shown that last decade and a half. But also, we saw last year that it was basically Alabama and Georgia, and then everybody else. I think Missouri was like 9th or 10th or something in the. So they would have made this 12-team playoff anyways, but. Again, it's just like automatically give, and then Big Ten, I mean, we would look at it, it would be Michigan, Ohio State, and then what's the other team? Like, at this point, if you're going to do this, by 2026, screw conferences. And this is the one part that does piss me off about college football, is the whole geographic rivalries and teams going against each other, the Pac-12 dying, that is done. And give it a few years, I feel like conferences are going to be a thing of the past. Like, what is the point of conferences now? I mean, you have two teams on the West Coast in the Atlantic Coast Conference now, in Stanford and Cal. That doesn't even make any sense. I mean, what you need to do is just take these conferences, the Power Five, and you just make it the Power Group. Or whatever the hell you want to name it, because naming conventions don't matter anymore. You got Big Ten with 18 teams or whatever. So I don't like giving these two conferences that many automatic, like, and the fact that we're already changing the playoff format, like 12 teams, like, oh, no, we need 14 now. I mean, they were talking about this with college basketball, too, is that they want to change it from 64 or 68 teams to, like, 96.
That's stupid. It's like 119 Division I teams, like 120-something Division I teams. Like, so we're going to let in most of them?
Yeah, I mean, like, in that, I was on Dirt and Sprague, and Sprague was saying the other day, it's like Washington would be making the tournament this year. Utah would be making the tournament this year, and it's like, they suck. Like, they don't not, like, that's what the conference tournament is for, right? To give those teams kind of their final chance to see if they can make the tournament by having a run at the early March and win the Pac-12 tournament, win the AC, whatever. And then, all right, cool, you sucked the regular season, but because you won the conference tournament, that's your qualifier right there to get your automatic bid. But again, like, we're going to go 2 years with this 12-team format, and then we go into this one where it's like, oh, SEC, Big Ten, we got you.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. I mean, and I'm good with just doing away with the conferences, and let's just go Eastern and Western.
Yeah.
Anything left of Texas, Western. You know,
yeah, just two big divisions.
Separate, the Mississippi River or something
like that. Yeah, let's just use a divider and say this one and this one. It'd make it much easier. Seven teams from this side, seven teams from this side, and then that's how we can do this. But yeah, it's preferential treatment, basically, for the SEC and the Big Ten. So it goes back to that bias that they've always had for or people, especially if you fear on the West Coast, you know, for what you've seen for the Big Ten and the SEC is just considered quote unquote better football. And it's in a lot of ways, it's hard to argue, you know, with it being aesthetically better football to end up watching. But I'm just one of those people, like, I don't feel like it's a money grab and you're just watering down the playoff process. If you're adding 90 some odd teams or adding more teams to make it 90 something for the NCAA tournament, like,
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cinderellas exist in college basketball. So a weak-ass team can go on a great 3-4-5 game run, you know, starting from their conference tournament up until the, you know, the Sweet 16 or something like that. And that's a great story. But no one wants to see the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good in college football make it to...
Well, we had that with Liberty.
Yeah, we had that with Liberty. And everybody was like, where the hell is Liberty? What are we talking about? Why is this a thing? You know? And so, yeah, I mean, I think there's some things to be worked out. It's always a money grab and you understand why, but I feel like it's just kind of watering down. Like, if you went to 18 for the playoff, cool. That's still more than we were getting, right? Like, but to put it at 14, it's like, bro, we don't need to see the 14. Who was the 14th ranked team this year? Was it? It would have been. It's Arizona. Arizona was the 14th ranked team to end the year, and Arizona played really well.
They had a great year.
They had a great year. But do you want to see them compete against number one Michigan? Not really.
And it's one of those, like, I don't know, the college basketball and college football, it's so weird because there's so many teams in the college basketball field. Like, we've never seen a 16, a 15, a 14, 13 win the national championship, right? So, like, we all kind of know, like, all right, well, that's not going to happen. We've seen nines get there, but also some of those teams that won as a 9 seed or 8 seed were like, either blue blood programs or, I mean, we had a rare year with UNLV where they just had a stacked team. We had the NC State team, right? But that, again, that's an ACC
Wichita
school.
Wichita State.
But again, they ain't winning it. And then we have Butler who came damn close. But again, you're looking at a talented Butler team with stars.
And a great coach at that point.
Yes, exactly. So, and it's like, that's where, because there are less players on the field, court rather, that, you know, one or two or three recruits can change the trajectory of that program for a year where they can make a deep run. Whereas college football, a little bit different.
One recruit, you a five-star recruit at the quarterback position, the receiver, isn't going to really change.
Might not even ever see him play for your team.
You know, but for basketball, again, one guy can change the way you see. Name two other players from Iowa's women's team.
Oh.
Exactly.
That you one know, chick.
But one player can change all the fortunes for your squad. And I think that's the difference between football and basketball. And that's why in basketball, it would work. But in football, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see, because some of that is bad football. And I do think the 14th seed can beat, you know, number one Michigan once. But do I expect them to go back and then beat the 2 seed after that and then beat the 4 seed? Not really.
What I want to see with college basketball, can we please change the draft rule back to 18 and over? Like, I feel that the whole one and done has watered down the product a little bit, where there aren't great teams anymore, where teams are being built over 3-4 years, because like kids then that want to go to college and play in a college program. And quite frankly, now you don't have to wait to get paid. As we talked about with this whole NIL deal, it's like you can still go to a UConn, a Duke. By the way, Kyle Filipkowski, I'm glad to see he's doing all right after that court rushing, by
absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely. He's doing well. He's Duke
he
strong.
He started
Blue Devil
the
strong.
Next freaking game.
Blue Devil strong.
Throwing windmill dunks down.
Can we just make his stumbling off the court from that game a meme? Because he's literally being carried off by teammates. Oh, this is bad.
They
this is serious.
They shouldn't have been on the court.
Should have been thrown in jail.
They shouldn't have been on the
Jay
court.
Billis.
Just saying. They shouldn't have. I didn't go as far as Jay Billis, but they shouldn't have been on
no,
the court.
No, you should go find the kids in the video and throw individual charges at those like three around him, so you that would encourage kids rushing the court. Hey, I'm out of the way of the athletes, but other than that, keep the court rushing going on, man.
Yeah, I don't agree to disagree.
But, okay, Rashad.
You know what? Let's get rid of courtside seats too. Better yet, let's put a whole glass like this sole separator between you
like
and me.
Hockey? Yeah.
No. Even further. Let's just put the game in a sealed hermetic box, and we can all stand outside in windows and watch it.
Banging on glass like
yeah,
hockey.
Yeah, that
that's
would be
the
cool.
safest
that
way
would
to
be
do
cool.
it. We're just a bunch of wussies.
Hey, man, they shouldn't be storming the court.
All right.
Stay your ass in your seat.
I'm glad to see Kyle Filipkowski didn't die, and he is now throwing down windmill jams in their
very
next
game. If he really were hurt, this would be a much different conversation we were having.
But he wasn't.
They tried to make it into one to say that he was, though. That's what... Come on, you liars.
If he really did mess up some draft stock, we'd be having a much different conversation.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.